So what you gaze upon gazes back. What you look at, it looks back, right? So if a devil's trying to attack you, you can see the devil. If a devil's playing games, you can see the games. If somebody's trying to do mind games on you, you see what they are. If somebody's trying to use and abuse, you can see it. They think they're slick. They think they can do psychological warfare without you knowing what's going on, but you know what's going on. Something ain't right. And the way they treat others is how they're going to treat you. So if they're treating others nice and kind and all that, but they're treating you bad, they don't like you. They hate you. Or they're under some kind of coven or cult to attack you, you know. Like I say, they hate your freedom. If you're awake, and so here's the thing about the demoniacs, the handlers, the monitoring spirits, they're aware of what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're absolutely aware of what they're doing. And if you don't think they are, then that's what they want. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. Demoniacs, look. Does the Joker know what he's doing? Yeah. Does he understand society? Yeah. Does he hate society? Yeah. Is he trying to fix society? Yeah. Is he going to fail? Yeah. But his pride is in the way. They just keep going. They think they can change God's universe. You got Wally, and the Joker doesn't realize he's Wally Coyote. That's the only thing they're aware of, everything that's going on, but the only thing they can't see is that they're Wally Coyote, and they're stuck in a loop, and they don't know how to escape the loop. They see through the system. They've been hurt and abused by the system, but instead of them going to God and trying to be humble and ask God to take care of them and all that, they want to be their own God. They want to be their own retribution. They want to do themselves. They actually become the devil in a devil system. So the system's making a copy, and they're becoming a copy. And this is what they're trying to do to you, try to make you a copy of them. The psychopath wants you to become a copy of the psychopath. You to understand that you're in a copy machine, and they're trying to make you into a copy of them, right? I've been playing this game a long time, and the system, okay, so the system's watching you, but you're watching the system. The system's gazing upon you, but you're gazing upon the system. And so I had 120 jobs in my lifetime. And one of the reasons is, it's like everywhere I went, they're crazy over nothing. I thought, well, if you get the job done, why are they acting crazy? If you're doing the job better than anybody else, why are they acting crazy? Why are they persecuting me when I'm the hardest one working? I'm dependable and all that stuff. But the ones that are not, they let slide. What's that about? It's part of the system. remember, these are humans running the system. And the humans are what? Water and blood. The Bible says, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is power. And if these people are dealing with stuff in their own life, and there's their insecurities, their fears, their doubts, their worries, you know, it's a top-down system, right? So if the ones that are kind of above you can't see what's going on from above down to them, you know, something wrong. They're just it's a copy machine. So the corporate, there's a movie about the corporate, I forget the name of the movie, but there's a movie about how the corporations become the government, you know, and manipulate the government. And this corporatocracy or whatever, I forget how they say it now, but it's a corporate government, corporate surveillance system, and the government uses them. They're all working together. The devil uses them all to working together, you know. But if you don't overcome it, if you don't overcome the devil system, you're going to be a devil inside the system. If you don't overcome the system, you're going to be a puppet of the system. If the system says, be mean to this person, and the Bible says, love your neighbors yourself, and you become a devil in the system, you're a slave to the devil instead of God. If God says, memorize some scripture and renew your mind, and you just stay in the system your whole life, and you never renew your mind, you become a clone of the system, because your mind is filled with the system lies instead of God's word. The word of God. Will teach you how to act according to the image of Christ instead of the image of the system. The corporate system is greed and selfishness and pride and ego. The Bible says, take up your cross. Mind your own business. Be quiet. Live a peaceful and quiet life. Don't get involved. Don't try to be the center of attention. Humble. Why do you believe the lie of the system where you want to be the center of attention? I don't care if you call it narcissism or what. I don't care. It's still the system. I think any narcissist could get healed if they got saved. Because if you think about a narcissist, they're just the embodiment of the system. Look at me. Work hard. Outward show, image, money, greed, selfishness, lies, gaslighting. They're a copy of the corporate dead system. They're a copy of the corporate system, and they don't even know it. They've embodied the dead death cult. And the illusions that they paint and the lies is no different than you go to a car salesman. Yeah, this is the greatest car ever. And they don't tell you it was a repo and they had to rebuild something. You put your resume and the corporation says, yeah, come over here. We'll give you all these benefits. And then they sacrifice you to Molech for their bonus. They sacrifice you to Molech for their bonus. or Baal or Asheroth, their false gods, the moon god, the earth gods, which are no gods at all. God created all the universe. God created. So why are you going to worship something that's created? Why are you going to worship stars and moons and seasons and animals and something that's a creation? People actually worship animals. That's sick. If you worship an animal or a car or yourself or money or image or outward show or your clothes, you gotta have the best clothes. You're sick. If you worship that kind of stuff, you're sick. You're sick. You're insane. You've gone off the deep end. And I'm not even joking. Some people worship Amazon and TV shows and actors. It's just an act. You've lost your ever living mind. Your tools. If you worship your tools, you're sick. If you worship anything created, you're sick. A human is a created being. God created the human. If you worship anything besides the Creator, you have absolutely gone off the deep end. And you might say, well, I don't... Well, are you obsessed over it? Are you obsessed over a person, place, or thing? Instead of you become a loving servant, leader, or servant mindset person, greatest among you is a servant. There's a difference between worship somebody and loving somebody. If you love somebody, you want them in the truth. If you worship them and they're over there lying and cheating and stealing and doing wrong, you're going to ignore them. But if you love somebody, you say, quit doing that. Quit thinking like that. Get right. If they're killing themselves, well, go to AA or go to NA. You're trying to help them get healed. They don't even know they're sick. See, if you're having to deal with a substance, now I really thought about this for many years. If you're dealing with a substance to make it every day, it's because the system has upset you and you don't know how to escape it. Well, I'm telling you how to escape it. It's a simulation. Every day's a repeat. Ask God to show you what's going on, and He will show you. And if you're on my channel, I'm getting ready to tell you what's going on. It's a repeat simulated training program. Every day is the same. Time is just a loop. Every day is the same. What has been shall be. What shall be has been. You're in the Truman Show. You're in a repeat. Every moment is deja vu, because if it wasn't deja vu, you wouldn't even know how to tie your shoes. You'd have to relearn every day how to tie your shoes. So as you go through this daily cycle repeat, every day is the same, you can make a choice. You can use that cycle to learn what's going on around you. You can learn a trade. You can learn psychology. You can learn anything you want about people, and you can test the system, try the system. You can actually use your thoughts to put seeds into the Mother Earth repeat. And you use your thoughts and you can actually reflect back a storyline just by your thoughts. Because mind over matter is not just a saying just to be a saying. It's the real deal, people. Mind over matter means what? Spirit over matter, because He says be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Spirit is outside of time. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're stuck in a time loop, just like what's his name in that movie, what was that movie where Groundhog Day, just like that actor in Groundhog Day, he realized he used the loop for the flesh at first, and then that got old. He saw how he looked in the mirror and saw how evil he was. But then he said, well, you know what? If every day's the same, why don't I use the repeat to get better myself? He was doing it actually to love that woman, right? Learning new skills, trying to impress her. But then he realized he could do that for everybody. Every day's the same loop. why not use it for good instead of for bad? And so this is what happens with those self-aware demoniacs. They know that they can manipulate the system, whatever little system they're in, but God, they forget about God is watching them, and you reap what you sow, right? So every day they sow evil, their heart becomes more evil, and they become more delusional. So they might be psychopathic, evil geniuses, but eventually you see what happens to the evil genius. The evil genius ends up becoming like the... the clowns, they become more delusional, that they think they can just do whatever and nobody can call them out. So they become like the Joker, the Penguin, Catwoman. They become more evil because they've learned to use the system for evil, for their own greed and lust and desires and whatever. Instead of trusting God, they try to be God because they see it's just a repeat. And they know how to manipulate. They've used psychological warfare on people for so long, from a child. They know how to do it, and they do it. They play dumb, you know. I see the simulation. If I wanted to be an evil genius, I could. I could manipulate the whole system, too. But you know what I know? If I choose to be like the devil, God's going to scourge me. I can't even go that way because I'm His. I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit. He would take me out early. The more knowledge you have, the more responsibility. The more knowledge you have, the more you need to love your neighbors yourself. The more knowledge you have, the more you need to be more careful. If you choose the dark side to manipulate and get stuff and manipulate minds and souls and try to be a god in somebody's life, that's evil. But if you use your powers of seeing the simulation for good, love your neighbors yourself, you're going to get blessed. When you bless others, you get blessed. When you curse others, you get cursed. You reap what you sow, people. I remember one time I made a decision. I thought, you know, a person could be a player and just get what they wanted. When I saw how ignorant a lot of people were, I said, you know, a person could be a player and just get what and manipulate people like crazy. And then it just it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, some people actually go that route. That's possible. But it ends up to the death cult. Your death and somebody else's death. To play with somebody's emotions and mentally try to manipulate people to get what you want. To steal, kill, and destroy. It takes you down a rabbit hole you never want to go, because you probably won't ever come back. And if you're one of God's chosen, He's going to take you out early, because the Bible makes it clear in 5 different verses that God scourges every son He receives, and you better submit to the Father of lights or you're going to die. God will take you out early. Submit or die. Because this is God's universe, and God is a God of love and truth and righteousness, and you need to do right. And if you can't do right, ask God to give you the power to do right. If you can't live in the truth, ask God to give you the power to live in the truth. The system has deceived you to make you a copy of itself, a devil system. And if you don't have the power to overcome, you need to ask God to give you the power to overcome. Because you're a slave to the devil, or you're a slave to Jesus. And if you're a slave to Jesus, you're free. If you're a slave to the devil, you're in bondage and you can't stop destroying yourself. And if you're a slave to the system and you're a player, a liar, a cheater, and all that stuff, you're going to have addictions that you can't stop. And the reason you're going to have these addictions and mind viruses or whatever, because you chose the dark side. There's 2 kingdoms. The kingdom of righteousness and light, or the kingdom of darkness. One goes up, one goes down, and it keeps going down. Instead of becoming a 5D creature that lives and walks in love and truth, You become a 1D creature that lives in murder and hate and anger and revenge and turmoil and oppression, demonized, devils chasing you around. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. People pleasers instead of God pleasers. Tools of the devil to take people to hell. If you want to be a, if you want to be a player, gamer, abuser, go ahead. But you're taking people to hell, and your judgment in hell is going to be even deeper because you took people to hell with you. And go ahead. See where it gets you. And then and God's going to give you one last rebuke before he really puts the hammer down. And you keep playing. You keep playing with God's saints. See what happens. God's saints are going to walk away from you. And all your criminal friends, they're going to throw you under the bus. And everybody else that you threw under the bus is going to throw you under the bus. And you don't think it ain't going to happen. It is. Oh, it's going to happen. And it's already happening. You just don't know it because your pride is blinding you to it. All your criminal friends have already thrown you under the bus as soon as they made an agreement with you. You think they're going to be there for you? Keep playing games. See what happens.